hold up after last week? Was it what you were hoping it would be?
Well, I made it through the game, and I was very optimistic that I would, but, I was ready for whatever. And, right now, it is what it is. I just got to battle it every week.
It's kind of just a pain management.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all it is. It's nothing major, so I just keep on ticking.
How unusual was it for you to play right corner? I mean, offensive linemen talk about having to kind of reverse their steps when they go from left tackle to right. What challenges did that present?
Well, it changes your technique style a little, but when you're in bump and run, it doesn't matter because the receiver can go either way in bump and run. So then it doesn't change that much in that part of the game. But it is what it is. I've done it for a while. And, I'm kind of used to it, so either side doesn't make a real big difference to me.
From the defensive back perspective, what do you see to Chris Johnson, and what kind of is your guys' responsibility for defending him?
Well, I think everybody knows about his speed, but I think his toughness is overlooked a lot because he runs between the tackles more than people think, and, he breaks a lot of tackles, makes people look stupid all the time. So, he's a guy that you definitely can't just hit him and think he's going to go down.
What about Vince?
Well, pretty much the same. He's fast. He can throw the ball well. He kind of reminds you of Michael Vick a little bit. And we know how dangerous he's been the last few weeks, so Vince still has that kind of talent.
Jim, how difficult is it, when you get into a team that runs the ball like they do, where it's kind of almost lulls you to sleep a little bit? They handle the ball. Young's got the fewest pass attempts in the league. Does that present its own challenges when it's kind of a pick the right time to throw kind of an offense?
Not really, because for me personally, it's what I'm kind of used to because I don't get a lot of balls a game anyway. So for them not to throw it as much, that must mean their running game is working. So we definitely got to stop their run game in order to be successful in this game.
Are there two different two opposite offenses to prepare for than Indianapolis and SC?
Yeah, I wouldn't say complete opposites, but, we know Peyton will sit back there and throw it 40, 50 times. Titans don't do that. And, it's just different areas that they're strong in. And, it's a difference, but, they're all trying to do the same thing.
Have you seen Parrish kind of handle the week after, kind of getting
he's a corner.
Confidence?
Yeah, this guy's a born corner. So you kind of born with that instinct and, that short memory. You don't really think about things that happen to you. You just try to prevent them from happening in the future. And I think he's handled it very well. He's going to play. He's going to play well.
You guys mostly contained Royce Jones during week one, kept the big plays out. Is that the key with Chris Johnson, knowing that he's going to get some runs but not letting him get to the second level?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to let him break out. If we can limit the big play runs, I think we'll come out in a good position to win the game. It's, once he gets to that second level, he can outrun just about anybody.
What's your pick for Colorado, Georgia?
Well, I think my dogs are going to come up here, get adjusted to the altitude, and whip some butt.
You said you can't go?
Yeah, I am. A little disappointed. I hadn't been to a game in years, so I'm a little disappointed. We got to go to the East, and they're coming out here.
You and Daniel have anything on it?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Dan was saying that altitude and attitude will be the reasons why CU will beat Georgia this week.
What was that?
Dan was saying altitude and attitude is why CU.
Please. Anyway. What about the players? Seriously.
Jay, can you just talk about the importance of this game at 1-2? Obviously, could this be a big swing game early in the season for you guys?
I just look at it as a game we need to win. I don't think it's one of those must-win situations or a playoff-type game or nothing like that. It's a game in front of us that we need to win, and that's how we got to take every game from here on out.